Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Shades. I like to start off with my shades on. Hey, everybody, we're back. Happy no more holidays. The war on Christmas is over for another year. Christians can just go back to doing their regular Christian thing and not worry about it. Two guests on the show today, a newbie and an oldbie. We got the great Joey Coco Diaz is back. And he brought his best friend in life. And podcasting partner, right? You're on his podcast?
I am. I'm the guinea pig for all the treats.
Lee Syed is here, you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down. We're excited, always excited to have Joey, and anybody Joey wants to bring along is automatically...
It's been fun. He usually doses me and leaves me in the corner for the past two times.
Come and watched before, but now you're on the... You're on the chopping block, as it were.
It's fun to be.
You have to do it. Are you?
I'm already drinking Sprig, the soda. That's
but you great. Know, I know you spend a lot of time with Joey, but you're not Joey Diaz level, Olympic champion of weed.
By default, I wasn't before at all.
You're getting better
at
it.
Three times. It's gone to the point now that I need like 500 milligrams, or an edible just doesn't do anything. Like, it's pretty sad. Like, I have to go to the store and spend like $70 to have anything happen. Because there's like the packages will say like 10 doses, 4 doses. There's no halves. I've never taken a half of anything.
Well, today's your lucky day, Cuxley.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I get two. There's no halves.
There you go.
May I?
These are really good.
Those are the scars of death. That's what Pontius gave Jesus to put him over the fucking top right there.
Red Star Candies. And what does this up here mean, the 200?
200 milligrams.
In each one?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
For breakfast, fuck I'm it.
Gonna... You eat them all day?
They give me anxiety by 6 o'clock, so I gotta start late or early.
We've talked about this before. You wake and bake and ease off as the day goes along.
You gotta ease it off, and then you can blast off with some Stars of Death.
Well, be honest, like, you're easing off of 800 milligrams, like 600, like, it's not like you're doing one.
But you, Periscope your wake and bakes?
Yes.
That's awesome.
The morning joint.
Yeah. Does it happen at the same time every day or just whenever you get up?
I try to do between 8 and 9, but sometimes I got to walk the baby to school, so that throws my whole fucking day off. I can't go into school smelling like reefer. So I got to wait till I get back from the daycare, then I can blast off about 10 after 9 or something. But today I did it at 7:20, 7:30 I smoked on there. This
I got to remember to look for that because I'm, if I'm up that early, I'll look for you because that's awesome. That
people
you do
like
that.
Getting up early and smoking a bowl and just, I like to do it like a 15 minute block till the joint is gone, Once you smoke the whole number, the fucking periscope goes down and it's all over. So.
Yeah.
But at least we get to smoke a number, drink some coffee, talk some shit.
People always ask me when they see me tweeting early in the morning, you're a stoner, what are you doing up so early? It's like, well, you got to wake up to get high.
That's right.
But you can't you're sleeping all day, you can't enjoy that.
Do you Pablo Escobar it, or do you take a couple of minutes?
It really depends. It's different all the time. Sometimes I have to take the kid to daycare. No, I never have to do that. But as early as I can, But if I have appointments in the morning, I'll wait till I get done with all that. Like errands and shit. I'll do those early. Here we go. It's happening, you guys. It's 19 minutes after the hour. We've got a sativa, excuse me, a sativa and an indica, as always. We've got a Black Jack is the name of the sativa. This stuff here. And then we've got Sunset Sherbet, which is a little too fancy a name. And also, I love how we're so sure that the guests don't want indica that we only provide them this tiny amount. But you don't care.
The sativas really don't fucking do it to me.
Yes,
you. The sativas is like a sour diesel will burn me.
We'll just put that near you then.
But I'm an indica type of guy. I'm a savage with indicas.
Yeah. Well, again,
I brought this sativa myself. This was pineapple crack. And I brought some motherfucking perennial OG. This is the shit Lemmy smoked. This is the shit
really?
That killed Lemmy. That's the shit that killed Lemmy right there at the hospital. That was his last number.
That is nice.
That's what I smoke for breakfast. And, I like to have, like, a little oatmeal. I like to take a pee, maybe drink some coffee, and then I can blast off after the cup of coffee. I can't just wake up and take a joint and hit it. That'll ruin my fucking day.
Well, everybody blast now, because it's 420 somewhere, as we like to say.
Damn, 420 somewhere.
Halifax, Canada's celebrating 420 with us right now. And hello to all my friends in Truro, where I spent a week one night.
Where was Truro?
Truro is just outside of Halifax, and it's where they are currently shooting the show Trailer Park Boys. So I got to go up there and hang out with them for a while. How's that?
This is pretty good.
You like that?
I like it a lot. You have a cool lighter. This is oh shit! It's your face. That's pretty cool. No, this is this is.
Oh shit! It's your face.
Oh shit!
How many times have I heard that?
Oh shit!
It's your goddamn face. Once again, your fat, stupid face.
Today's my daughter's birthday.
For reals?
Yeah, she's 3. I gotta go pick her up at like 4 and then get fucking pizza and jump up and down. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
That's awesome. We do. He took me to Austin a couple years ago, and at like 4 in the morning, we took those stars for like a 7 a.m. flight.
Fuck yeah. You gotta fly high.
I hate it.
I got busted on a flight a couple weeks ago smoking the vapor pen. On fucking
you were sneaking some hits?
Fuck yeah. But I had just plugged it in. It was giving some donkey hits. Like, it was killing motherfuckers. But when you smoke on a plane, like, if you smoke and you blow it this way, the air sucks it in, the little vacuum. You'll see it go. But my daughter was sitting there, so I couldn't smoke because she was getting high. So I said, fuck it. I went and got to the bathroom and I had the earphones on. And I'm in the bathroom just toking. I can see smoke. It's like a Cheech and Chong thing. And all of a sudden, I see the light going like this, and I hear the stewardess going, open up. Are you smoking in there? So I put it in my pocket, and I open the door. I'm like, what's going on? And I had the earphones on. She's like, were you smoking here? I go, do I look like I'm smoking? And she smelled it. She goes, all right, go to your seat. And I gave my wife the keys. I'm like, they're going to arrest me when we land in LAX. Fuck no. They didn't say
nothing happened.
Dick,
that nothing. Was the end of it.
Yeah, you got to like really smoke heavy. They know you're
she
doing
the
vapor.
She just decided not. Once you're out of there and it's vapor, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So. But if you came out of there and like a genuine tobacco smell
walking
into the cabin.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Shit. They would have been waiting for me on LAX.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd been pulled over off a plane before. Like
really?
Weed in my pocket. Fuck yeah. I just talked to the guy. Just talk to the people they send and. Hopefully they don't smell it and they just let you walk. That's it. Pretty fucking interesting shit.
Yeah, I like it.
Just think, hey, listen, man, those long flights, that's why flying sucks. Because you don't get fucking blasted. If I'm going to, I prepare myself for the flight. 3 flights in, you got to get an edible, you got to get the iPod, the book, you got to get to the vapor pen. And then if it's 6 flights, you got to bring an edible on the flight. Because after 3, after the movie turns off, you still got another 2.5 hours. And that could suck dick for 2.5 hours. So you pop that fucking edible and you put your iPod on and you just roll the last 2.5 hours. This time I land, I don't want to get off the plane. Like, I'm too fucking high. Come back to me in an hour, right? One time I was in Atlanta and I had Classic Disco. One of those airlines has Classic Disco and it was really good. And I remember I was boogie-oogie-oogie. And they came over and they're like, we're going to land, take the earphones. I'm like, no, circle around like you motherfuckers do. Like when you go to Vegas, Vegas used to be a 32-minute flight before 9/11. Then all of a sudden it became an hour because they had to justify the 200 they take out of you, the yardstick. Used to, when I moved here, it was $40 to go to fucking Vegas, round trip, $80 round trip. Now it's $220 on Southwest. And they stay up there long, like they dilly fucking dally. They do like 10 miles an hour. But if you're ever running late out of Burbank, they get there in 30 fucking minutes still. So if you're running late, you'll see they still get there on time, even though the flight was a half hour off. They could get you there in a half hour.
Oh, yeah. It's all air traffic shit where they just put the planes up there and then, you know, tell them to slow down because there's too many landing.
It's all a scam? They just scam everybody?
They also pad all the flight times so that, like, that way they are on time more often. Like, if they say the flight's going to take 90 minutes and it's only an hour flight, then they got that extra half hour to, you know, wiggle room so they're not, we can't yell at them for being late. But every time a plane arrives early, or like 90% of the time, they're like, we're here early, they brag about it, and then there's no gate to pull into, and you just sit in the fucking plane anyway. Stop bragging about that, pilots. Brag about it as we're exiting the plane, you know, as we're walking off. Hey, we got you early and you're getting off the plane, you know, as opposed to we got you early, now let's wait a while for a gate to open. Dicks.
You don't get anxiety being that high. That was the worst anxiety I ever got, being high.
That makes sense at first, but you really, when we travel as much as we do, you get used to it.
Well, it was when LAX was doing that security, and we had to take a shuttle bus to the plane. And I was really high at that. It was like 2 hours after the edible at that point. And it was,
That probably feels a little strange to be really high and be like driving around on the tarmac at an airport.
And I was
standing. That's probably an intense experience.
I made a mistake and let someone sit down next to Joey. And I stood up like an idiot for like a long, I thought it was going to be like a 5 minute shuttle. They went like 2-3 miles down the road.
But when you land from Austin, you land on those gates downstairs. They only land like Albuquerque and like El Paso. They all land in that fucking area downstairs. And it all require a bus on American Airlines. And you have to, so you get off the plane, you have to stand on line at the terminal, then the bus takes you to baggage claim. That just happens with those Austin, El Paso, Albuquerque, when it's going to that part of the country for some reason, American. So it's a fucking nightmare. So when you land, you still got to fucking get on a goddamn shuttle to take you back to baggage claim. I don't even know why we're talking about this shit.
That's no fun. Well, a lot of the airports, too, now they have those trains to take you to baggage claim. And those are usually pretty slick.
Denver?
Not too bad. Yeah.
Denver, a couple places.
Vegas. Vermont, finally. We always keep track of where the most people are watching this show from. And in the last episode, Vermont catapulted to number 3, the third most per capita viewers. Yeah. And we also have mobile device stats. And the most 50% of the people that watch on a mobile device use the Android phone. 48% use the iOS. And then it drops really low to just small percentages for all the other Windows Mobile,
I was gonna say Windows Phone has like 0.1%.
Blackberry's 0.2%.
There's still a Zune watching
somehow. There's 0.2% motherfuckers watching us. I'm just going to say motherfuckers all the time just because Joey's here. There's 0.2% watching us on their Blackberries.
Oh, my God.
Like, why don't you throw that thing in the garbage for starters?
And Vermont making a comeback. Vermont also sold out last night for Trump. Did you see that? Trump was in Vermont last night, fucked it up. Lines around the corner.
Who are those people? Because Vermont's a big pot.
Especially in Vermont. I was thinking about that.
It's kind of a weird place for him to... It's all the disgruntled people of Vermont all showed up while everyone else just stayed home and got high.
Well, I heard that he gave away like 20,000 tickets for 2,000-seat arena. He pulled like a fucking king. Trump's a savage, dog.
Sneaky.
Trump's a fucking savage. What Trump forgot... These motherfucking morons don't know. You could see when he's talking to them, they're all like retarded because they're political. They really are. Look at all of them. They're all fucking retarded. All of them.
Well, they don't know how to respond to
them. Listen, I can't vote. I got felonies. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how this ends up. This is your problem, America. You motherfuckers keep voting and getting yourself into deeper with your fucking predictions. Go for somebody you don't like this time. You know, you've been voting for fucking losers since I can fucking remember, except for Clinton got his dick sucked and things were good for a while. But, you know, beside that, you know, Obama, what the fuck has he done? How do you motherfuckers feel, you donkey sheep fucks that were walking around? Change, you fucking moron. You want to vote for the black guy so you don't show your little white friends at Starbucks that you're really prejudiced, you fucks. How did that work out for you, cocksuckers? Huh? You fucking sheepy fucks.
So you're saying vote for the candidate you like the least because
maybe he'll
why not?
Maybe he'll make a difference. For the last 30,000 years, you've been voting for the losers. You've been voting for fucking losers. Ever since they shot Kennedy, that's it. We got fucking shitheads. Nixon's a pickpocket. The other guy, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank God I got felonies. I don't need to even worry about this shit or that shit where you got to go down there and judge somebody.
Jury duty.
Get the fuck, and then they want
to
give you $3.
I should commit a felony just to get out of jury duty for the rest of my life.
Tell them you know me. They'll throw you right the fuck out of there. Go, I'm cousins with Joey Diaz. Hold on one second. Listen, he's got to go.
I've never been called.
They're going to call you. They're going to put the kiss of death on you. Now you just told them I've never been called.
Will you vote?
No, that's
okay, that's why you haven't been called. Because, you know, if you sign up to vote, but you must have a driver's license.
Yeah. I don't know.
California jury duty, you should get called for that.
Probably one day. My mother-in-law just got called and she doesn't speak English. So they sent her home right away.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a good thing.
They write me a fucking letter once a year.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. They call me once a year. You come in the jury duty. Listen. Before you say another fucking word, just type Jose Diaz in the computer. Ask yourself, do you really want this character walking around down there? And after like 5 minutes, like, okay, all right, bye-bye. They just, listen, stop. Jose Diaz is like John Smith. That's the cute, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really don't know who the fuck I am. They really don't. Like, if I kill somebody and go to Miami, you ain't never gonna find Jose Diaz. That's the capital Jose Diaz. You understand me? So I've always had that hook. I'm not that Jose Diaz. And then they look and there's a million of them and they go, all right, he's not that bad of a guy. But they're fucking confused. They don't know. Their name throws them the fuck off.
I'm not that Jose Diaz. Yeah. I'm Coco.
Yeah. And come even on. Then, I got 19 aliases. You know, one time I got arrested and used my friend's name. Not only did I get, but I went and did everything. I got charged as him. I did community service as him. Years later, we're eating dinner. He's like, somebody got pulled over in Colorado and used my name. I'm eating like fucking choking to death because I forgot I even used his name.
Well, you got arrested as him and like went and did all the...
I was out on bail for something else. Listen to me. I was out on bail for something else. Yeah. And my buddy sent me like a box of watches that were missing. And I took him to a long... Listen to this story.
Happened to find
watches
the box
fell off a truck.
Listen to this fucking shit. So I took the fucking thing to this pawn shop and they called the cops. So the cops came. The cops had just arrested. I had just gotten out on bail on the other thing. I went back to Boulder Jail as my friend's name. And they're still, as the guy's fingerprinting me, he goes, Joey, how you doing? On the fucking sheet of paper. It's a complete different fucking name. This guy's fingerprinting me going, Joey, how you doing these days? How you been holding out up there? I see you back in here. On the fucking paper is somebody else's name. It was hysterical. I had no license. I called my girlfriend at the time and I go, hey, it's, and she's like, who? It's, she's like, no, it's not. It's, I go, no, it's not. It's da da da. Come on down here and bail me out. I lost my license. So the cops asked her a bunch of questions and they let me out. This is how fucked up Boulder was in like the 80s. So I said, what am I gonna do? They're gonna put a fucking arrest on me? Once they send those fingerprints to DC, whether it's a day or a year, they're gonna find it's not me and they're gonna come get me under that name. That's criminal impersonation. But if I do the whole thing as that person. So I went to court, got sentenced as the guy. I got 1 year probation. I had to do fucking community service. So I did it at the AIDS place. I knew all the guys at the AIDS place. I would go down there, paint the wall, play the drums with them and get the fuck out of there. And they signed me off after like 16 hours. I was done. I did the time. The next time I went to court as Jose Diaz, they had an AKA as the other guy. They were like, we almost got you, cocksucker. But you did the whole thing. I did the whole thing as the other guy. And they let me loose. So you learn something new.
That's
every
terrific
day.
Advice.
You can't do that now. Everybody. Now they got you. Now
there's too
all they
much
do is
information.
Put the,
yeah.
Now they got you. You can't run that.
That sucks. Scam. Yeah, I can't do that.
Can't
anymore.
Run that scam.
I used to sneak into the Academy Awards because I'd just show up in a tux.
How did you get past security?
You know, it's just security was just a person taking a ticket. You know, and there's lots of ways to get get around that. Like you know, if you're like, oh, I left my ticket inside. You're wearing a tux. You know, like.
Just
nowadays, people break in and try to get into everything, but like this was in the 80s, and the, you know, and it just worked.
But you're
and
gonna
just,
smoke, you're gonna sit there.
I'm in my second
you're
pipe.
You're gonna fucking sit there, you're talking, drinking fucking soda. You didn't bring it here to sit there.
It's weed soda.
We're gonna, it is. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. We're gonna give Lee some more sprig, and we'll see you guys in a minute or two.
Do it when I say to do it.
One of the most important aspects of our band is the gong. We like to use the gong to separate us from other bands.
It's very liberally, but at the right moments.
At the right moments, it can make the entire event super special. But there's somebody in our band who thinks that you can just be willy-nilly hitting a gong.
See, the hard part is there's not a lot of people who know how to play the gong. It's a very nuanced art form.
I felt like I needed to go somewhere. I needed a home. I needed to be stable. I needed more stability.
Oh my gosh. Worth every penny.
Yeah, get him.
Sometimes, you know, something happens that nobody was expecting.
Not today. Not today.
Cooler heads prevail when it comes to him, but on one occasion I just said, hey man, get on your goddamn feet.
When you have somebody that's as close as a brother to you, it's easy to get in a friendly fight that is reminiscent of sibling rivalries.
I've always had problems with your funk and groove sensibility.
Well, I think I could say the same for you, and apparently you don't have an excuse.
Go fuck yourself.
There ain't a white person up in here right now. Except that motherfucker right there.
On you guys, we're here with Joey Coco Diaz, aka lots of other names. We don't need to get into all 19 aliases. And straight up Lee Syed is here. He's got the one name and he's sticking with it. We've got 1790 people watching us live. Yeah, but many thousands more will watch it over the rest of time as we go forward. You brought something?
I brought you some technology.
I'm excited.
My favorite.
I tried one of these.
My favorite medical store sent me these for you, Perennial. These are a dabber. They do two of them right off the bat and see the devil. That's, there you go.
Look, yeah.
This is the future, cocksuckers.
It's, you could, yeah, you could probably do this on a plane.
Oh, you could do that in front of TSA. Who gives a fuck? Next thing you know, you're foaming like Lamar Odom from the mouth and shit. Who gives a fuck? Look at you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But bam, time to see the devil. I told you.
Yeah, there's very little smoke because it's just one quick thing that just shoots down in there.
That's the fucking future.
Wow,
for
thank you
so much. For
you
people living in Iowa thinking of moving, that's it. If that don't push you over the fucking top, nothing will right there.
Yeah. Well, maybe not move, but go to Colorado, buy a bunch of these, and then go back to your dumb town.
Well, what are the rules in New York? They just opened them in New York the other day.
Now it's, that's medical.
Okay.
And then, you know, but also, like, if you get caught on the street with weed, it's like a ticket now.
No, but do they have, like, this cool
that's
stuff there?
That's a controlled substance.
Right, you said you can't
That's a controlled substance in any other fucking state.
That's crazy.
You got to be really cool with those vapor pens, the tubes.
But like this, if it didn't have a fun label on it that had a weed, weed leaf, it just looks legit. And like, you know, what's TSA gonna do? Like, what is that?
It's my asthma thing.
Oh, what are they gonna do? Try it and say, no, it isn't, that's weed.
Fuck it, that guy's not gonna talk.
Try to smell it.
That guy's not gonna talk.
Oh, it does have an interesting smell.
Yes, it does.
Have you ever bought one of those, like at the weed stores, they have like the
the
open bottom shaving cream or anything like that to hide your stuff? Like,
yeah, yeah, there's all those things. Yeah, I bet they kind of work, but the thing is that...
Yeah, but so this is 600 milligrams.
You're gonna be so high an hour or two from now.
Who gives a fuck?
He's getting pizza later, so I'm good.
I'm getting pizza.
Yeah, get the pizza going.
I did 400 milligrams and I got anxiety.
So you give me six.
Lee noticed our Poke Bowl here and enjoyed my use of it. And they sent me a bunch of them. In fancy Christmas wrapping, but I'd like to give you one to
take home with you today.
Yeah.
Do you want to show them how it's so cool? It's because I always get my fingers dirty or something.
They've seen it for 100 episodes. This is the 101st episode.
Thank you for having
of the show. Always a pleasure. I see. I wondered what was shaking around in there. They also have this little container that they add there, but it's just it's pretty simple idea, but it's just a thing that, you know, you can poke your bowls.
And it pops out immediately.
You just go like that and it cleans it right out. And you're all set, ready to go again. And then the bottom of it's rubber. It's like an infomercial. The bottom is rubber, so you just dump it right out into the garbage or toilet or wherever you put your ashes.
That's so cool. I've been just popping it out like a hold the carburetor.
We got a deal for people that Pokeball will hook you up with a discount if you mention us. So let me do that plug right now.
Let me do it. Hold on
here.
Are you sick and tired of flicking ashes behind the couch? Is your wife yell at you? Does your wife call you a fucking disgusting fucking pig? Those days are long gone. Hi, my name is Joey Diaz. I'm a professional pot smoker. Felon, I got problems. This is the answer to your fucking problems right here. The poker bowl. No more fucking around. No more putting the bowl out on the cat. You take the bowl, you flip it over, you clean it. Ba-boom. You're fucking stoned in 50 seconds, okay? What's the website?
If they go to pokerbowl.com.
Go to pokerbowl.com.
And use the promo code Doug.
And use the promo code Doug.
10% off.
D-O-U-G for you dumb fucks.
10% off.
10% off right now. So go to pokerbowl.com with the code name Doug. D-O-U-G.
Yeah, go there now, you dumb fucks.
Go there now, cocksuckers. Stop burning carpet holes in your fucking grandmother's couch.
Great. Great sales pitch. We might, you know, we might have to make that into a spot.
We don't fuck around. We don't fuck around here on the...
That way we'll have Joey on every episode.
That's right. We don't fuck around here.
Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Let's do it.
Pot topics!
Talk about... It's been 2 weeks or so or more since we've been on, so a lot of shit's been going on with weed. And the NCAA, which is what? That's like college football, right?
Yeah.
They are looking into the marijuana policies and about, you know, throwing student athletes out for being caught with weed. They're trying to make it a little less intense. They've cut some of the penalties in half already for athletes who fail for screenings. And the NCAA chief medical officer is pushing for them to stop testing at all. They're college kids. They're going to have some weed in their system.
And they're not getting paid, at least on the smoke a little bit.
And weed doesn't help or hurt when you're playing football, in my opinion. Probably helps a little bit in the sense that you could probably take a little bit more damage while you're high. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to get tackled right now.
You can get a concussion when you're high, and it wouldn't be as... It would still be awful, but it wouldn't be as bad. Right?
I got a concussion when I was a kid. I got into a motorcycle accident. I went home, smoked some weed, and in 2 hours, I knew the alphabet fucking backwards. You know?
Tell the truth!
Backwards, I was dropping fucking knowledge. No, I really did get a concussion. So, who knows?
There's some company called Vireo Health that is a Jewish Orthodox... they've been working with a Jewish Orthodox Union, and they're going to make kosher edibles.
Those are going to be the worst things you've ever tasted.
How do you know?
Because nothing kosher is good. Have you tried Manischewitz?
Listen,
it's the worst wine in the history of wine.
How fucking long did you think the Jews were just going to sit back and let everybody make money and they weren't going to get in on this game? They're out of fucking the shrimp they got from Katrina. Remember, they bought all the shrimp with the oil on it and then they wash it off and then they sell it back high 4 years later. So they're out of the fucking shrimp now. So now they need a new scam.
You guys are watching Guide Dogs Won't Harm. And the Twitter questions have been coming in. Velveeta Jesus, that's a great Twitter name, wants to know, is it true that Joey tricks some comics into eating 200 milligram stars by putting them in 50 milligram wrappers?
No, Chiba Chews. I was taking the 180 milligrams. The leaf. I would go to the thing and I would take the...
That's how I got my tolerance.
The little chew out and I put the whole thing in there and give it to Lee. Also to Ari. When the stars first came out, they had hard candy. So it was 5 hard candies for 375 milligrams. I put 5 stars in the bag, but they were really 125 milligrams. You follow me?
Yeah.
So Ari came over, ate one, and he kept looking at the bag. He kept going, I know this fucking label's a fake. And it was a fake. I took a label off.
You got him good.
Fuck you.
And then you used to squish it, right? You used to like...
Oh, yeah. I used to get the Chiba Chews and squish them. So it looked like half a Chiba Chew, and you were dropping the whole 180.
I used to ask how much I was doing or how strong. I just don't even ask anymore.
Chiba Chews are ridiculous. They're already the size of a Tootsie Roll, and it's supposedly like 10 doses in one, like in one of those things. Like you're supposed to slice it like Paul Sorvino cutting garlic in a prison cell.
Yeah, that's if you live in Studio City and you're gluten-free. But when you're a savage like us, you got to take the chance. Columbus did. You know what I'm saying? If you're gluten-free, yeah, you eat a little piece and tell your friends, and you put a scarf on and in Studio City with a fucking cashmere sweater or some shit, and flip-flops.
Shout out to 8-Bit Banjo on Twitter for Guide Dogs Won't Harm. more stuff about athletes and weed. NFL is also looking into it. Or I should say that the former NFL players are all stepping up. That's a good place to step up from. Like, I used to play, so I still have some, you know, skin in this game. You know, I have a right to say something, but also they can't do anything to them because they don't play anymore. So these guys are stepping up and saying that, you know, they should just allow NFL players to, you know, not smoke weed, not get penalized if they get caught with it.
You don't think Tom Brady's been smoking dope for 80,000 years?
You got to figure, right?
Yeah, he goes down to Brazil with that blunt, and he smokes up, and he comes back, and he throws those fucking darts, and he cheats. He don't give a fuck.
Well, they say the NFL is, you know, absolutely permits them from using it, and but they're all hooked on painkillers. Like, it's the most, it's horrible. Not a good deal.
If you watch those,
not a good deal for those rich football players. So then again, I take it back. Who cares? Everybody should be able to smoke weed. It's the bottom line, and not lose their job because of it, unless their job is they've been hired by someone to not smoke weed. That's the only profession I can think of. Or brain surgeons, maybe. Or would you mind if your brain surgeon got high? Would you think?
I think if they got like a little high, I think it
might
could
be good for their concentration.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
What do you think? Would you get brain surgery from someone who's stoned?
Look at the shape of me.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking shape of me. Who am I to answer a question? I'm done with the question.
Who am I to answer
a question? This ain't no game show. I fucked up. That's it. It's over.
Well, there's this one too.
Yeah, lots of options here on the table, guys. I'm glad you're tearing it up because the viewers love it when we smoke constantly.
Well, Ricky Williams,
even though we're trying to have a conversation, who?
Ricky Williams, a few years ago, they did a 30 for 30, but he quit football because he wanted to smoke for other things, but he also wanted to smoke weed because he kept getting suspended for smoking weed, and he quit in his prime. He was great.
That's pretty cool.
Didn't he start a corporation with
Kyle Turley?
With Kyle Turley about that stuff. So they're trying to, you know, for players with concussions and stuff like that to smoke pot or whatever, you know.
Listen, tell the truth.
It's 2016. You know, eventually people, everybody's...
It is.
Everybody's listening.
2016.
But except the advertisers. You know, you're going to still have advertisers that you still can't put weed on.
They're
ABC
just worried.
Or NBC.
Yeah, they just...
But it's 2016. Every year, two more states, it becomes legalized or, you know, something for medical. My buddy has cancer. He caught in Vietnam and he fucking came back. And you know what? I brought him a bag of those green stars. He called me a week ago and he said he joined the gym, that he's been working out, that he's been, you know, having an appetite. He didn't have an appetite after the chemo, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if this stuff works on a medical level, but I hear different rumblings from
people.
It
makes people happy.
That's
medicine, is being sound and, you know, sound mind and body and being happy and content.
You eat a couple stars, you meditate, you go to yoga,
yeah,
you give your
not?
Wife a stabbing, nobody gets mad, right or wrong.
Yeah, how many felonies you commit in Pittsburgh, you think, in your life?
None.
Really?
Yeah, I never got in trouble.
You're cool there? Because the mayor there signed into law a city ordinance to decriminalize the possession of up to 30 grams.
That's a lot of weed.
And the law also obviously decriminalizes the smoking of it as well. I think those go hand in hand. It used to be that if you got caught, you could go to prison for 30 days and have to pay a $5,000 fine. That is fucking strict, Pittsburgh.
January of 83, I got arrested for smoking weed in Harlem. And they took the cop, asked me a question, what my name was, blah, blah, blah. He basically took the weed after he spoke to me. This is 32 years ago. He talked to me, he took the weed, and he threw some out on the floor. And he goes, this is less than a half ounce. He gave me a ticket, and I got 6 months probation. I had to go to court on a Monday night. It was the Monday night when Houston played Five Slamma Jamma. It was that same night when Houston played North Carolina State with Jim Valvano, and Jim Valvano won. Here I am in court, fucking, I bet $100 on Houston, and they're not covering. They're giving 9.5 fucking points, and I'm calling sports phone. That's how old I am. They used to have sports phone, 50 cents a call, and you'd have to call and wait for your score. And they always gave you your score last. Like, if you bet hockey, that's the last thing they gave you. They talked about Chinese ping pong, fucking everything except the hockey. So, That's, I don't even know why I said that. I'm just too stoned.
Well, in Pittsburgh, it used to be, I mean, now, the new rule will be that you get a $25 citation for possession and $100 for smoking. So, you know, I can afford $100, so I'll just smoke wherever when I'm in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh.
I can't believe that in this day and age, a cop would come over. If I'm smoking...
Well, that's the thing. They don't even want to bother with it.
If I'm smoking by a fucking school, you know what? I fucked up. But if I'm smoking on Broadway in Manhattan, I'm minding my own business. There's no fucking kids around. With all this shit we got going on in the world, just keep fucking walking in this day and age. I don't give a fuck what the law is. You don't have time to come over. And you, don't, you just don't have the time, man. You see three guys smoking a dope with a fucking hat on or something. They're not, it's not like they're plotting to take over something. You know, they're just smoking a number after work.
Yeah, ISIS isn't standing around in smoke circles.
Fuck no.
Making their plans.
Fuck no.
Those fuckers. If they smoked a little, maybe they wouldn't be so full of hate.
So I don't get it. I can see if you're driving this. Listen, man, I love smoking weed. I don't smoke weed outside my house. I smoke in the office. I don't smoke in the car.
You smoke in the basement.
I don't ever want a cop to pull me over for me to have weed on me. I really don't. I just don't. Just that's a personal preference. They've already given us this. They've already given us this. Why must I push the fucking envelope? I got to drive on Wilshire with a joint in my mouth, proving something? Nah. So I just smoke in my house. I'm happy to have a license. You know, it's they tell you it's coverage if, you know, you get caught smoking in front of your house. I don't really believe it, but again, I'm not blowing smoke at them outside the police station. So we're very fortunate we have this in California. So why abuse it, you know?
Do you ever get, like, do cops ever wait outside dispensaries or have they ever given you problems?
No.
Really?
No.
I figured some jerk cops would do it.
There was a lot of, you know, dispensaries had a hard time getting a foothold because, you know, first of all, a lot of them were probably shady anyway, but also, like, the LA City Council made crazy rules, like you can't be within X number of yards from a school, which is everywhere. There's schools all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's not as much of a problem now that, you know, all these dispensaries are proving that they're, if, as long as they're doing the paperwork and paying their taxes and, you know, and not upsetting the neighborhood that they're in, you know, a lot of them are really low key and chill. And like, you don't see too many that are like, a big sign that says, you know, weed store or anything. They all just look like, they all have like a green cross or something, you know.
You went to one that used to be run by like a Christian organization, right?
There was one around the block from me that was Christian. And they were horrible. They had like six different type of weeds. They had a crucifix on the wall. I don't want to buy weed when there's a fucking crucifix on the wall.
You don't need that.
I got enough fucking Christian Catholic guilt. But then,
Let's separate church and smoke, you guys.
Where I go now, they have a parking lot. But where I used to go, I used to see fucking people pull up and sit there while somebody went in. And a couple times, I would have to tell the people, dog, who fucking raised you? You never fucking park in front of this spot. That's drug buying 101. Go down the fucking corner and drop your friend off on an umbrella, even if it's sunny out. People think he's half retarded. You know what I'm saying? That's how you buy fucking weed. So it's still, people ruin that shit. When you have a nice, chill spot, you know, people sometimes do dumb shit like that, and then neighborhoods will start complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, you just gotta be cool about it. Don't make a big scene. You know? Every time somebody yells at me somewhere for smoking, I just say, okay, and start walking in the other direction, you know? It's like, I'll go right over there is where that person's not gonna be to tell me to not do it. Seizures, according to a study, in children and young adults, marijuana, they're saying it. You know, we were saying earlier, we're not sure how much it can be used for medicine, but clearly it's good for epilepsy.
Well, they did that thing on CNN about it, like people moving to states that allowed it so that kids can use it.
Yeah, that's a big thing, you know, like I'm sure there's a lot of GoFundMes and stuff, like, you know, help us relocate to a place where we can, you know, have our medicine. But also, I hear like maybe 13 states are going to be in play this year for new laws, and cities are going, like Pittsburgh, I just said, cities are going crazy with it, with decriminalizing it. So it's all headed in the right direction. And let's go to another, is it time for another break? Did you show me a thing? He shows me a sign that says 2 minutes, and then a couple minutes go by, and I'm like, did I see a sign that said 2 minutes? Or was that earlier when I saw a sign that said 2 minutes? We'll be right back with Joey and Lee right after this.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids. Especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching. It's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attacked for saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
You're J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No. Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill.
Nobody here has chill. I'm sorry. Right. You don't think I have chill?
No, no chill.
You know
right
how many
now.
Times I smoked weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill? Welcome back to Get It
Done with High. Hey, we're back. 2,000 people are watching.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Our friend Johnny Hemp One, who seems to get Twitter questions in a lot, wants to know if we dab. Or do any of us dab? Any dabbers?
Nah.
Anybody celebrating 7-10?
What's that?
You know, oil upside down is 7-10,
okay.
And so July 10th is dab day, kind of like 420 for weed, but.
That's super high that you think about. The oil upside down is 7-10.
I've done some 7-10 shows in Sacramento. It's fun. And San Francisco, where you, you know, dab out and then go up on stage, which is, you know, that stuff really wrecks me.
Well, that's dab, right? The inhaler?
And well, the vape pens are a form of that, yeah. But I'm talking about when somebody takes the fucking nail and the torch.
You know, the fucking movies are models.
Theme from Flashdance plays.
Oh, my God.
And they, you know, they light it on fire for a while and they get it so hot that...
I every time I do it, someone does the wax for me. I can never do it for you? Yeah, I can never... Like, they always do it in circles.
I like it. It makes me feel like Bill Nye the Science Guy or some shit, but...
That hits
hard. It gets
hard.
Me way too high, way too fast, yeah. But I'll do it, you know, not against it.
I forget to turn my lights off when I go to sleep. I leave the torch on or something. When you get that high,
the torches that they have, you know, you gotta be pulling the trigger you can't really accidentally leave it on.
Okay, thank God.
I don't want no fucking torches around, all right? I don't want no fucking torches around. You know, cocaine was a beautiful thing. Then people started freebasing and blowing their fucking house up. It was just simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut it up and snort a fucking line.
Why bring all these complicated things
into it? Same thing with weed. You fucking break it up. You put in a bong and you smoke it. Now everybody wants to outdo and whatever, and I get it. But you know what? I'm pretty happy with this fucking reefer. This reefer's strong enough. You want to see the devil, eat 4 of these fucking stars and tie yourself up. You'll see the fucking devil, okay? Last week I got sick and I took NyQuil one night and ate an edible. Don't ever make that goddamn mistake. Horrible. I didn't even think about it.
What happened? Yeah, why, what?
I took an edible, I'm doing a podcast, fucking around. I went home and I'm like, I don't want to cough tonight in the middle of the night. So I drank the regular regulation-sized NyQuil, and at fucking 3 a.m, I woke up. I couldn't breathe. I was high as fuck. I had to wake my wife up just in case I had a heart attack in the living room. She got up and gave me like a half a Xanax. That calmed me down. I went back to sleep, but don't...
I would have thought that whole thing would just make you extra knocked out.
Something fucking happened. Something
went
wrong.
That's crazy. Because I've done that lots of times. Oh, my God. I might try to stay away from that.
Something fucking went
wrong. Try to remember that, everybody. Speaking of things that are memorable, pretty sweet segue. It's time for you guys to watch a magic trick. My friend Gabe is here. It's Gabe time.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Hey, Leo.
Oh, hey.
Joey. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Good to see you, my friend.
Likewise.
It was a pleasure.
So this is a pretty quick trick. But look, this hand's empty, right?
Right.
And this hand's empty.
Right.
The weird thing is this hand is also empty.
That is really fast. That's super fast. Did you do that one on here before?
No.
Oh my God. I've seen that trick before. It creeps me out. This little hand creeps me out.
Yeah, that's not...
It's really a bummer.
Where did you get that?
Just makes you start thinking about, man, what if my dick was that small?
Wouldn't it be great if sad you world. Passed it in your house? You put it on their fucking dick or something like that. You took a picture of them when you...
Tiny hand on the dick. Yeah, there you go. Joey Coco Diaz is starting the Savage Dad Tour January 28th at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. That's a fun joint.
That's a fun joint.
I like that place. You got your podcast, The Church of What's Happening Now, and joeydiaz.net. D-I-A-Z. I think you spelled it once earlier tonight, too.
Yeah.
Tonight. Oh, shit. The day. It's so early today right now in California, and I feel like I'm done for the night. You go there for his podcast, for dates, for merch.
Whatever you want.
All
Stop
that stuff.
Stop by, say hello, leave me an email.
Lee, do you have anything you want to add? Any personal...
Go to leesyatt.com.
Oh, yeah.
You got S-Y-A-T-T. I do a podcast with Steve Simone called Good Times, and I just started one called Life is Neutral with a young comic named Johnny Rock, and it's all about like feeling like you're stuck when like you're 25 and not knowing where to go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you come on Doug Benson's show, you smoke pot, and figure out where the fuck you're
going to
go.
Now I won't know where I'm going on the way home.
Yes, you will.
It's all going to come together. Well, fortunately, we send you a Duber to pick you up and bring you back.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
Yeah. So, do you think you got too high right now?
No, this is...
Those edibles, you really hit those. You took a couple of stars, and what else were we eating earlier?
Soda,
yeah,
stars.
Oh, yeah, you drank
we
a soda.
We just ate 3 stars last night.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to probably get as high as you've ever been today.
Yeah, you got no sperm left. It's over.
It's all gone.
You can't impregnate nobody right now.
Yeah, that's what I wish that's how it worked. That'd be awesome.
Jeez. No, this is like... A Wednesday night.
Don't worry, I don't have to wear a condom. My sperm is full of marijuana.
That's what I thought.
I have too much THC in my marijuana.
That's what I thought.
I mean, in my sperm. I do have too much THC in my marijuana as well. I've got shows coming up in L.A., Vegas, San Antonio, and more. But most importantly, this is such an exciting piece of business. Getting Doug with High will have a live show, in front of an audience on 420, April 20th, and everyone can come if they buy a ticket at 8:00. The beautiful Alex Theater in Glendale, California is where we're gonna do it. And it'll also be a podcast, so we'll go live on YouTube at 8:00 Pacific on 420. So if you got plans on the evening of 420, you can watch us when you you get home. And I'm going to have surprise guests on stage like we always do. And tickets are on sale now at bit.ly.com/GDWH420. They'll put that on the screen for everybody. Lee was making a face like,
along.
Why would anybody be able to remember that?
What is it? Okay.
Getting Doug with High, GDWH.
That's hard, man.
420. Yeah. Go there. Buy a ticket.
They're come, fun. Joy was on
come
one of your
be
live
with
shows.
Us on 420. It's going to be so much fun. Oh, Joey's freaking everybody out with that tiny hand.
This is fucked up. This is so fucked up in so many ways. Only a magician could show up with this little hand and fuck my world up.
We got merch. Put the merch where they can go for merch on the screen. Okay, thanks. Covered that. Thank you, guys.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Our next show. Put your tiny hands together for our next show. 1 week from today, only a week before we'll be back. And it's going to be next Thursday at 2:15 Pacific time, 5:15 on the East Coast. Hope to see you guys then. Go watch more shows in the archives. Watch somebody episode with a guest you've never heard of, because we have some really fun conversations with people you'll really like getting to know. On some of the lesser viewed archived episodes. Yeah, let's all hit it as we go out. And we'll see you next Thursday.